This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Morning, Paul. Hope you and the listeners are all fit, well and healthy and have downloaded the COVID Safe app.
Yes. Well, anybody who's against that, I just don't know why. People know about you anyway. What have you got to hide and what have you got to gain? Probably helping yourself and other people as well. So I agree with Richard. Download the COVID app. Get involved with it. I can't believe, Richard, that more people haven't taken it up.
Yeah, so can I, Paul. You know, I'm still seeing people and I ask everybody about it. They go, oh, they're going to track me. And we have one guy say, what happens? They email you if you go along and get the COVID-19. They said, there's no email account taken. Don't spread this sort of thing around. It's, you know, it really is. It's a wonderful app. It means if I meet you, it exchanges numbers, but you never know it's me that has COVID-19. I don't know it's you, but it gets in contact with all those people that we've met. It's a great idea.
I agree with you, Richard. Download the COVID app for sure. Richard, straight into the subjects this week. And Facebook, don't lose access to your account.
Had a few businesses contact me over this. And you really, if you're in business, you need to listen to me very, very carefully about this. Because there is nobody at Facebook at the moment to help you, as there is nobody at Google, because they're all working from home till the end of the year now. So, you know, if you're after support, you're not going to get it. So you've got to make sure you don't lose access to that account. So number one, have a good password, as we've always said. Number two, give them your mobile phone number for two-factor authentication. That means if somebody goes along and does guess your password, you'll get a message on your phone with a number. They can't get into it without that number. So that's a good thing. Number three, have a recovery email account. So, yep, you might lose access to your normal email account, but if worst happens, you can still get in because of your recovery email account. You can also choose three friends capable of receiving codes from Facebook if you get locked out. Very, very good idea, Paul. And finally, monitor what's posted on your account so you don't breach community guidelines. I had a business this week, a beautician. She had something absolutely horrendous posted in a message on her feed, and Facebook rubbed the whole account out straight away.
Oh, dear.
You know, so, you know, you've got to monitor what people post on there. You've got to block people, hide comments, delete comments. Please do that, but monitor what's posted up there so you don't get your account shut down.
Richard, we touched on this, I think, last week or the week before. This silly rumour going around, and I mean, it's so silly, 5G, Telstra, the telcos are all sort of working on 5G and rolling that out, is the cause of coronavirus.
Did you see the nutbags that were on the news over the weekend who are protesting? And I say that with absolute no love at all for any of them. Up in Brisbane, Melbourne, Sydney, and we had 20 in Adelaide. They didn't get a very big turnout for it at all. It's the anti-vaxxer, anti-5G brigade who are out there. So, you know, and they're going along saying 5G is a cause of the coronavirus. The New South Wales government took this very seriously, and because it's starting to spread out there for whatever reason. And it says COVID-19 does not spread via mobile networks or wireless technology. We know how it spreads, through contaminated droplets, by coughing or sneezing on somebody. And they also had to add that turning off your Wi-Fi will not help you not get the coronavirus.
Mm.
So, you know, there's lots of these out. And, you know, some celebrities as well are going along and talking about this.
Well, who? So who? Which celebrities?
I always say, Paul, if you're getting your health advice from Woody Harrelson or John Cusack, you've got a bit of a problem. Oh, you really do.
Good old Woody.
Good old Woody. Exactly right. So, you know, it's just, no, we don't need this sort of thing out there. So, you know, honestly, stop listening to these people. Go to reputable government health websites, please.
Mm. Now, what did you call them again?
Nutbags.
Nutbags. Oh,
nut
haven't.
Bags.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of a few. I've never heard of nutbags before. You've combined a couple of insults together, I think, there.
Yes, I did, Paul. So, yes.
Okay.
The tinfoil hat brigade. So, yes.
Oh, the tinfoil hat brigade. We've got a few of them up here, mate. Anyway, yeah. Let's move on. Now, buying an old Android phone. Now, I wouldn't buy a used one. I wouldn't buy a new one. I'm not into Androids.
I know.
I'm not an Android person. But if people are buying a second-hand Android phone, what should you know about privacy and security with that?
Look at how old it is. At the moment, we're up to Android version 10. So, you know, I would not be buying a phone that's under Android version 8 as well. So you can guarantee you're going to get some updates for your Android phone. There are some really cheap ones, second-hand ones around, and I'm not a big fan of them, people buying those, because, you know, if your phone's not going to get updates on there as well, then that becomes a bit of an issue. So, you know, if it's 18 months old, you're still going to get some updates for it. But the big problem also, Paul, about from privacy and security, every time I've heard somebody buy a used Android phone, the battery ends up dying for them.
Mm.
So, you might get it cheap, but you also might have to go and buy a new battery in a couple of weeks after that. And look around. If you shop around, you can pick up a cheap Android phone for $199 that works very, very well. And so you don't have to buy the $1,500, $1,000 phone. You can buy one of the cheap ones without buying a second-hand one. Much safer to do that.
Mm. Well, there's one thing about it, mate. It'll never happen to me.
Unless Apple go broke, and that's never going to happen in our lifetime, Paul. Good heavens.
Well, I'm an iPhones guy, have been, always will be, and the Androids, I don't know about the Androids, don't even know anything about them, don't want to know about them. But
well, okay, I have been known to swing both ways, Paul, so yeah.
Yeah, I know that, because you're into Android and you're also into iPhone.
That's it, yep.
You're into both.
I know.
Ambidextrous. I can't even say the word. Hey, we're at the crap tech item of the week. Now, you told me last week, and I've promoted it on the podcast, that you said this week's crap app of the week is probably the worst or the best, whatever way you want to look at it, that you've ever done.
It's the TV hat.
What?
A TV hat. If you can imagine, it's a baseball cap, Paul.
Right.
And what happens is it's got a really long peak on it. And what happens is on the long peak, you can actually go along and slide your smartphone into the peak of the hat.
Mm.
And it's got shades on the side of it so that you can sit there and watch right in front of your eyes a video on your mobile phone.
How far from the screen would your eyes be?
About 4 inches.
Hang on a second. Hey, 4 inches away. First of all, if you bought this thing, you'd have to go and see the optometrist at some stage because your eyes are going to be affected. I mean, have you ever tried to focus on 4 inches away?
4 or 5, maybe 6 inches.
Oh, okay. Inches now. All right.
Yeah, but, Paul, it also has got the little slide-down part that goes in front of your eyes that has a 2.5 magnification screen.
Oh, you're right. This is the worst. This is
now.
How could anybody expect people to buy that? Will there be people who buy it?
Oh, but first, if you buy this, first of all, you're going to look like an idiot. Got to say right? Because you've got this black thing hanging in front of your face as well while you're trying to cap. Some weird, creepy guy in night vision goggles.
Yes, a nutbag.
Well, a nutbag. Now, if you use it outside or in a public place,
yes,
you're going to be rendered blind and deaf to the outside world as well, because you're not paying attention to what's going on around you. But hang on, Paul. It also is for watching distraction-free. It's the head-mounted dork theater is designed for watching distraction-free and keeping others out. Because what it has, Paul, it actually has privacy side shields as well, other people can't look in on the side and see what you're using. So if you're sitting in bed at night with your partner,
yep.
you might be watching a certain movie. They can't tell exactly what you're watching at the time as well. You look like a complete idiot, but, you know, honestly, no. The TV hat, honestly, one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, that's a beauty, mate. Okay, before you leave us, what's your webpage?
Head over to talktech.com.au.
Oh, geez, mate, you'll be going for a while to get a better crap app of the week, item of the week after this one.
I know, that one was a beauty, so yes.
All right, mate. You take care, stay safe. We'll talk to you next week.
Look forward to it, Paul.